Thank you and good morning. If it's not the rain that's having an impact on the region, it's the wind. And as we head into the weekend, it will be a cold front that is forecasted for Thursday through Saturday that could have an impact. The PG&E power outage map is nearly clear this morning, and the heavy rain is expected to be done by tonight. But that will usher in a cold front that will drop snow levels to between 1,000 and 2,000 feet, and that will affect motorists and local mountain passes. Residents are encouraged to check local road conditions as well as state roads before they leave home. Roadways across the region have been impacted by the winter rains, particularly in Mendocino County, and you can expect delays or detours depending on where you wish to travel. The Board of Trustees at the College of the Redwoods has remained in-house for its finalists for the vacant president's position, and on March 3rd, Dr. Keith Snow Flamer will be interviewed for the job in a public forum at the Eureka campus. Snow Flamer has served as the interim president since 2015 and has served in various administrative positions at the school since 2007. The public forum is scheduled from 11 until noon next Friday. It will be teleconferenced with satellite campuses across the region. Congressman Jared Huffman will be on the North Coast this week, and he will host a community town hall meeting on Thursday evening from 5:30 until 7 p.m. at the Arcata High School Fine Arts Center on M Street. Huffman will discuss how he intends to make progress in a new political climate, and he will share his plans and priorities for the North Coast. For more information, contact Huffman's Eureka office. North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood has co-authored a bill that would prevent state, county, or local law enforcement agencies from assisting or cooperating with federal authorities with investigations into state-level marijuana businesses without a court order. AB 1578 would prohibit state or local agencies from contributing any resources, including money, facilities, equipment, or personnel, to federal investigations into cannabis activity allowed under the Medical Marijuana Act or Proposition 64. The bill was introduced last Friday, and sponsors say the uncertainty between federal laws and state legalization measures was the key reason for the introduction. Local emergency personnel, including the Coast Guard, responded to the Samoa Bridge on Sunday morning for a possible search and rescue operation after a body was spotted in Humboldt Bay. CHP, Humboldt Bay Fire, and Coast Guard personnel staged on and around the Samoa Bridge, and they were able to recover the body. It was identified as that of 28-year-old Samoa resident Rochelle Anaya. The circumstances that led to Anaya's death are under investigation, and an autopsy has been scheduled. Jordan Christmas has local pharmacy news.
It was in March of 2016 when Cloney's Pharmacy set up medication disposal bins at its Eureka and McKinleyville locations in an effort to curb dangerous and unused medications cycling through the region. This time around, four other pharmacies will join Cloney's Pharmacy in setting up drop points for unused or unwanted medications. Along with the two Cloney's locations in McKinleyville and Eureka, disposal bins have been set up at Willow Creek Pharmacy, Palco Pharmacy in Scotia, Rings Pharmacy in Ferndale, and Green's Pharmacy in Fortuna.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When former Arcata City Council member and two-time mayor Mark Wheatley takes over as the new city manager for the city of Fortuna on April 1st, he will take over from the interim manager, former Arcata Police Chief, and city manager Randy Mendoza, who filled in until Fortuna could make a full-time hire. That's not uncommon in this area, where many of the faces in city and county government have filled roles at both levels. And current Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said that's a boon for local government because it allows for greater cooperation between the county and cities.
There are several folks within our management team that have been there longer than me and many that have been there just around that 20-year mark. And I say, you know, this is the group that needs to come up with what are those next steps to move this community forward, because we've got so many years of experience of public input and understanding the needs of that community. And I do think we're seeing that at a countywide level.
Many of the issues that the cities of Eureka or Arcata or Fortuna face are the same at the county level. And Diemer said that in both formal and informal settings, knowing the players helps.
We don't have a formal or informal priority list. I mean, what we really utilize the opportunity of the time we can spend together is to figure out where are those crossover issues. And so it's how do we join our resources when we meet informally? How could we bring some resources to those challenges that multiple districts or cities are facing at that time?
You can listen to Karen Deemer talk local management on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.